Hey, what's up? This is Max Ronin. Today's topic is the release of NBA 2K23 covers. Who are they and what may be in the game? And the release date of God of War Ragnarok has been revealed. But what comes with the game? Stay tuned. The first major reveal for NBA 2K23 are pouring in, and as we get closer to its eventual release, here's what's in store for us later, as it is confirmed by NBA 2K23, which is release date, some new additions, trailers, cover athletes, pre-order rewards, and more. But with that being said, here's everything you need to know about 2K23 so far. NBA 2K23 release date is September 9th. But starting July 7th is when you can pre-order 2K23 and get a head up on the competition. According to the reports, NBA 2K23 cover athlete will be Devin Booker, who will front the covers of NBA 2K23 Standard Edition, and for the second time in a row, technically also first time, 2K has announced two females on the cover of NBA 2K23, and they are Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi. Well done, ladies. Maybe they are hinting that there will be a female ballers in 2K My Park in the future by the end of 2024. But before we go on break, I want to leave this question with you. What tricks will 2K23 pull out now? And do they think having Jordan on the cover of 2K23 will change their past to poorly produced 2Ks in the history? Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these sponsored messages. Welcome back. And thanks for tuning in. So it looks like God of War will be released November 9th, but pre-orders will be available July 15th. What's included in God of War Ragnarok Digital Deluxe Edition? I'm so glad you asked. Kratos Darkdale Armor, Atreus Darkdale Attire, Darkdale Blades Handle for the Blades of Chaos, Darkdale Axe Grip for the Leviathan Axe, Official God of War Ragnarok Digital Soundtrack, Dark Horse, a digital mini art book, avatar set, and the PlayStation 4 theme. Now, what's included in the collector's edition? But before I go on, here's a brief little message from Sony. Sony is known for its meticulous crafted collector's edition, and God of War Ragnarok is no exception. With the collector's edition, players will be getting all the goodies in a Knowledge Keeper's Shrine. Here's what's included in it. Printed voucher code for the full God of War Ragnarok game on PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5. A steelbook display case, 2-inch veneer twin carvings, dwarven dice set, 16-inch Mjolnir replica, a highly detailed replica of Thor's signature weapon from God of War Ragnarok. Apart from the actual mentioned stuff, players will also be getting the following digital items: Kratos Darkdale Armor, Atreus Darkdale Attire, Darkdale Blades Handle for the Blades of Chaos, Darkdale Axe Grip for the Leviathan Axe, Official God of War Ragnarok Digital Soundtrack, Dark Horse Digital Art Book, Avatar Set, and a PlayStation 4 theme. Now, here's the big one. Here's the big collector's edition. The last one. What's included in God of War Ragnarok Jotnir's edition? Just like the collector's edition, the Jotnir edition also comes in a Knowledge Keeper's Shrine with the following items. Printed voucher code for a full God of War Ragnarok game on PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5. A 7-inch vinyl record with music by Bear McCreary. The Falcon, the Bear, and Wolf pin set, Legendary Dropnir Ring, Brooks dice set, Yggdrasil cloth map, a steel book display case, 2-inch veneer twin carvings, and a 16-inch replica of Mjolnir. Digital offerings for the Jotnir edition include Kratos Darkdale Armor, Atreus Darkdale Attire, Darkdale Blades Handles for the Blades of Chaos, Dark Dale Axe Grip for the Leviathan Axe, Official God of War, Ragnarok Digital Soundtrack, Dark Horse Digital Mini Art Book, Avatar Set, PlayStation 4 Theme. Now, before we go on our last break, and before we go into my final thoughts for the episode that I recently have just talked about, I want to leave you with something to think about. After hearing all that's coming with God of War, what do you think? Which edition is worth your money? Please let me know and stay tuned for my closing review on everything that I spoke about, and I'll see you soon. Welcome back. Now here comes my final thought. So 2K is making a stride to go in the right direction with incorporating more exposure of the WNBA into the 2K23. But at the same time, I'm waiting to see the gameplay and to see the modes and the features. I especially can't wait to go back and playing the Michael Jordan challenges, especially the flu game. That was extremely fun. As for God of War Ragnarok, there are no words for me to say. I can't wait. I'm already waiting. I'm already sitting on the edge of my seat. I'm already waiting for them to bring up the gameplay. I'm already waiting to choose which box I want to get. And I can't wait to be playing the game on my day off. But with that being said, my name is Max Ronan. Thanks for tuning in. Please have a lovely day. Have a good night. Have a good morning. Peace out. And remember, video games are rated E for everyone. I'm out. Peace.